humanitarian situation really is characterized by the looming food crisis, basically, which has resulted from a number of factors, mainly the ongoing conflict, which is the result of the military operations conducted by the AMISOM forces and the Somali National Army to flush out Al-Shabaab militants, which are in several parts of the country, particularly in the south-central area of Somalia. So in that respect, you will see that there has been a lot of displacement. And as a result of that, in total, it's estimated that about 2.9 million people are likely to suffer as a result of food insecurity, and out of whom 50,000 are children who are severely malnourished, and they are likely to die if food is not supplied within the shortest time possible.
What's the purpose of this actual humanitarian appeal? What will be the funds used for?
Now, if this amount is not available, what it means is that a lot of people are likely to go without food. And as you will recall, the year 2011, Somalia was faced by a famine which caused the death of about 250,000 people. We would not wish to see another numbers of people dying for lack of food. And I believe that if the international community would respond to the appeal which was made by the humanitarian agencies and the appeal which I have just made, we should be able to avert that crisis.
And just about that, you told me that the situation is a bit different than it was in 2012. What are the main reasons that you see for hope?
As you will know, there is a new government which has been in place since August 2012. The government is being supported by the international community. They are taking quite a number of measures to bring stability back to the country. The operations against Al-Shabaab appear to be moving forward. And it is in that respect that I would appeal once again that the international community should continue, because Somalia cannot be allowed to go back to the crisis of the past. Somalia has turned the corner. They are moving ahead towards adopting a constitution by the year 2015. And if all goes well, they could hold elections in 2016. So all signs show to improvement in the general situation, and I would urge the international community to continue supporting Somalia.